Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Well, it's draft day, and the Niners are picking number 9 overall tonight. At least that's where it stands, unless there's a trade or something. Always love talking to the Danny Wright Show's 49ers insider, Tracy Sandler, known as the 49ers fangirl. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter at 49ers fangirl. And, of course, fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Happy draft day, Tracy. Thanks for being back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Happy draft day.
So exciting.
It is always an exciting time of year.
Before we get to the 49ers, I want to throw this out there at you. I kind of feel like this draft, the round one anyway, is the story of two drafts, right? If the Browns pick Sam Darnold at number one, then you can kind of predict at least where the next few picks might land. But if they go somewhere else at number one and Darnold could become a giant and trades could happen, I mean, it might get mayhem trying to get Sam Darnold, who many feel is the best quarterback in the draft.
Absolutely. And it's funny, I was on another podcast earlier in the week, and we talked about so many different draft scenarios. And I said, I feel like I'm all over the place, but I think the draft is a little bit all over the place. And you also have a very interesting draft because aside from the fact that you have four quarterbacks that people are pretty high on for those teams that need quarterbacks, you have a lot of really elite, I hate to overuse that word, but you have a lot of really potentially elite talent in this draft. This is, I usually feel in the draft that after pick one or two, once you go through pick 10, the talent is pretty even depending on what you need. But this draft, that's more true than ever. There's just a lot of really good players. I don't think you can go wrong, to be honest, especially for the 49ers. Whoever they end up with at 9, I really think is going to be a win, unless something really weird happens.
So the Niners pick number 9 overall after flipping the coin with the Raiders and winning the coin flip.
Yay!
Oh!
Yay!
This new regime has been spectacular so far, but there are some that say that they still need to prove they can pick a number 1 draft pick, given what happened with Reuben Foster, or allegedly happened with Reuben Foster, and some people think Solomon Thomas maybe isn't first-round material at this point. We'll see how that goes. But so you don't feel there's any extra pressure on them with this number 9 pick?
I really don't. And I do think the jury is still out on Solomon Thomas. I mean, if you look at, for instance, Jared Goff, and Solomon Thomas is not Jared Goff, but you had a situation where the Rams traded the world to get him. And that first year, it looked like that may not have been the smartest move. And then the second year, things change dramatically. Different coach, different system. Solomon Thomas is going to have the same coach, same system, but he's going to have had a year to get that under his belt, and they are building a lot of pieces around him. So I think in fairness to that, the jury is a little bit set on Solomon Thomas. I understand the frustration because he certainly didn't perform in year one, and they hit on so many amazing picks later in the draft that you just really never know. So if Adrian Colbert ends up being the best thing to come out of that draft, or Trent Taylor or George Kittle, that's a win-win draft. And even with the Reuben Foster thing, you know, no matter what ends up happening there, they made a choice, and maybe they made a gamble that they thought was the right choice, and you can't say the talent wasn't there.
Right. Whoever the Niners pick may be a solid choice, but what do you feel? What's your gut? Pass rush, secondary, O-line, what do you got?
Really funny. This is where I was all over the place. You know, I think Quentin Nelson's there at 9. They probably go with that because, and I've gone back and forth on this, and I vacillated because yesterday there was a point where I was like, it's for sure going to be defense somewhere along the way. But now I feel like if he's there at 9, they probably will go with him because
you've
got to protect the $137.5 million man. I just think there are so many directions they could go. I don't necessarily have a gut feeling. I think it is going to depend on what you said. Who goes first? Who goes second? And then what goes from there. But I think that this regime, and John Lynch talked to us about it the other day, the draft process and all the people that are involved in it, the coaches are very involved and have been very involved. So they're really going to look at the scheme and who makes the most sense. I don't know if that's much of an answer, but it's just it's all over the place.
No, that makes total sense. I mean, I don't know anybody that just says, oh yeah, number 9, they're picking this person. I mean, even if you read all the mock drafts, they're so scattered. I can't remember a year where it's been so scattered, not just with the Niners pick, but even with the Browns number 1 pick. It's pretty insane.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, even Niners Wire did their like top 10 people that could go at 9. That's very rare. I think, you know, in past drafts, we knew who they were picking.
Right.
Past drafts, we knew it's going to be this guy, and that's just who it's going to be. This one is all over the place.
So Tracy, where are you going to be covering the draft?
I will be at Levi's. I will be in Santa Clara for at Levi's Thursday through Saturday, covering all the picks. So follow me at 49ers Fangirl. You won't be able to miss any of my coverage via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. But if you just follow me there, I'll make sure that you have everything that you need.
There you go, at 49ers Fangirl. And, of course, her website, fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Tracy Sandler, 49ers Fangirl, thanks for being on again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.